This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A 22-year-old Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush on a day of upsets at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. The second full day of competition saw 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo as part of an International Olympic Committee drive to attract younger fans. Japan's skateboarding win was one of four gold medals on Sunday, including a brother and sister who won golds in judo within an hour of each other. A Tunisian teenager pulled off an upset in swimming in the men's 400-meter freestyle. It was Tunisia's first ever Olympic medal in the event and just their third gold ever in swimming. The other swimming medals were split between the U.S. and Australia. The upsets extended beyond the pool later Sunday, with Australian world number one tennis player Ashley Barty crashing out of the first round of the women's tennis singles. The COVID-19 pandemic, meanwhile, continued to stalk the Olympics, with the men's golf tournament already upended by two high-profile withdrawals. World number one John Rahm was ruled out after returning a positive test, his second COVID-19 positive in 2 months, while Bryson DeChambeau also saw his Olympic hopes end with a positive case. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying with several uncharacteristic mistakes in a near-empty arena. Biles could be seen rolling her eyes after one unsteady landing on the vault and had her performance director Tom Forster shaking his head in disbelief after a shaky end to her beam routine. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the quote-unquote terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. State television broadcast overnight confessions of the five who were dressed in yellow prison suits, a common practice in major criminal cases in Iraq. It comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he is to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister is under heavy pressure from powerful pro-Iranian factions in his country and is hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. A typhoon hit parts of eastern China and uprooted trees and drenched communities in knee-deep water, but there are no reports of major damage as it made landfall on Sunday. Sea, air, and rail traffic had already been shut down across the section of the coast, and the storm rumbled ashore around midday, according to the China Meteorological Administration. The typhoon hit as the central province of Henan is still cleaning up after torrential downpours dumped a year's worth of rain in just 3 days last week. Government officials on Sunday added another five dead to the toll, raising the total to 63. Millions were affected by the Henan floods, with some trapped without fresh food or water for days, and economic losses have run into the billions of dollars. Indian officials Sunday raised the death toll to 127 from flooding and landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in India, with rescuers still searching for dozens more missing. The country's western coast has been hammered by torrential rain since Thursday, with forecasters warning of further downpours over the next few days. Flooding and landslides are common during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is leading to more rain. One official says an area south of Mumbai says water levels rose to nearly 20 feet or 6 meters on Thursday after 24 hours of uninterrupted rain. Another claims an area reported 594 millimeters of rain on Friday, the highest since the start of records a century ago. The water levels in both areas have since started to recede. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.